WJTL at Switchfoot Afterlife, Rhett Walker, Man on the Middle Cross. Kane, anymore? Hey, good morning to you at 7:03.
Yes, good morning. Hey, if you're seeking employment, new positions were just posted at WJTL's job link. Just click on the job link button at WJTL.com to view opportunities available with businesses and organizations in our community. Check it out.
Our very special guest today, Kathy Rosato, has been listening to WJTL since 1984, and she braved the snow today to come out to tell us all about Feed My Starving Children. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Fred.
Thank you for listening all these years and being so involved in WJTL. It's great to see you again. How are the roads?
The roads are a little messy. I would not not invite you to go out, and my teenage daughter is not allowed out right now.
Oh, good, good. Anybody you want to give a shout out to before we talk?
Well, I will say good morning to my children, Lydia, Caleb, Joshua, and Nathaniel. And if you didn't notice your phones yet, guys, your school is now closed.
Oh, there you go. So you're going to be staying home today. Now, do they do virtual at home, or
nope,
do they have to do work?
They'll just be doing homework that they didn't get done and just having some fun.
Playing in the snow,
good.
Maybe.
Exactly.
Well, we're here to talk about Feed My Starving Children. Tell us about it.
Sure. Feed My Starving Children is an amazing organization that handles all and coordinates all of the packing and acquiring of the food necessary to send to overseas partners that will distribute it to school feeding programs and other people in need. So volunteers will gather together and literally pack the meals. So you'll be scooping rice, scooping soy, scooping veggies, and scooping vitamins into an absolutely a delicious little bag of yummies. Kind of tastes a little bit like a chicken rice-a-roni.
Okay.
Because it's a basic thing like that, it's got rice in it. People all over the world know how to cook rice.
Right.
And they can always doctor it up if they want. So if you want to put your ghost pepper in, have at it.
So are you having an event where you're going to be doing this bagging?
Yes. So April 4th through the 7th at the Willow Street Mennonite Church in Willow Street, just over the hill from the Hans Herr House, we will be packing. And so we're looking for lots and lots of volunteers to sign up for 2-hour blocks of time. The registration isn't open just yet, but on February 23rd, it will open to the public to start registering. So if you go to the website, fmsc.org, you can search on the nationwide thing and put in Pennsylvania, and we will be one of currently 5 mobile packs that'll pop up on that website.
So April 4th through the 7th, you're looking for how many volunteers?
Hundreds of them.
Hundreds.
We are planning to pack 300,000 meals.
Wow.
And so it's amazing how much gets done in a tiny little gymnasium of a church.
In a weekend.
Yes.
That's amazing. How about age-wise? Can it be any age?
We will take people from age 5 to 105.
Okay.
And I guess if you're 106, we'll find a place for you.
We'll find a place for you, too. So you could sign up online.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is crazy. So what's the assembly line look like on a day like that?
Sure. We'll have anywhere between 2 and 4 people that have literally cups and scoops dumping food into a funnel. Under the funnel will be a bag held by one of the volunteers. Once that bag is full, they will pass that off to a person who will double check the weight, because we want it to be a specific weight to go into the pack. And then we'll seal it up and assemble a bunch of them on a table. Once we've got the 36 bags, they'll go into a box. Seal up the box. Everybody on the team is all excited and yells, box! And then volunteers will come over and take that, and you'll just continue packing. If you need more rice, you're just screaming rice, and a volunteer is bringing that to you.
It sounds like beautiful chaos.
It sounds like a party. That's
what
it sounds like.
Yeah, it does sound like a party.
Absolutely. And we'll have music blaring, and it will be a party.
Feed My Starving Children is having a mobile pack day coming up. Well, it's a whole weekend, April 4th through the 7th. They're looking for 2-hour volunteer blocks, and you can sign up online, fmsc.org. Something for your youth group, something for your family, something for your Sunday school class. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is absolutely a lot of fun.
We're going to talk with Kathy Moore coming up, so we invite you to stick around. Also, music on the way. Katie Nicole, 7th Time Down and more.